As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame." Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and the stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
You'll be disappointed there's not a proper sermon this morning. Thank you, well done. It's just a short thought for the day. But I have been struck this week by the idea of living stones. We had that reading at morning prayer on Wednesday. And it sounds funny, I've heard it tons of times before, but I was thinking, living stones. But a stone is an inanimate object. And it got me thinking, and I might need some help. John, could I borrow you? If you just come to the front. Summer, can I borrow you? And Nina, could I borrow you as well? Here we go. If you just come and stand on the top step. Got strong muscles, Summer? There you go. Okay. And the way my brain worked, is your wrist okay to hold it? Are you sure? I'll give you a light one just in case. Yeah, have the light one. Good. Risk assessment in action. Basically, I was just thinking about it, and I was thinking about stones. Okay, these are bricks from our wall that has collapsed out the back. And things that are living. And it's so obvious, but in terms of the church, we really often, when we hear the word church, we think about this stuff. We do, doesn't matter, even though we know the church is the people, we hear, I'm going to church, we think this, I'm going to the brick. And I guess when I was thinking about living stones, I was thinking, if the church is this stuff, then the church can't go very far because it is solid and static. That's one of the things that makes church buildings a good thing, because it's a presence in this community for generations. However, if you look at the living stones, just think tomorrow morning where the living stones of the church will go in terms of geographically the spread. They go so much further than just this piece of land. And then in terms of thinking about flexibility and adaptability, the world changes, the church needs to change. This stuff, it stays the same. Sure, we can reorder the interior, but these, the living stones, can change and adapt and be flexible and learn and serve. And then I was also thinking about the way that people encounter God in the church. And again, if you come into a physical space, absolutely, when places have been prayed in, they do feel special or sacred or whatever word you want to choose. But when the living stones are the church, suddenly the face of God looks a whole lot more exciting, because there are three faces of God, or 53 faces of God, and there's something much more dynamic, and we see new aspects of God compared with just the stones. So it's a really simple thought for me, but I just found that helpful to think, it is a gift to have the stones. It's a pain in the bum when they fall over at the back like they have. But it tells you everything, that a wall can collapse. And there's something just difficult because we have to rebuild it. But if the living stones are the church, there's just so much more possibility and, for me, energy and dynamism as the Holy Spirit works, not just through this stuff, but through these three and all of you. So I just wanted to do something physical so you could see the difference between stones and living stones, because this is what we're called to be. This is here just to be helpful and sometimes a bit of a pain in the bum. But that was my thought as I thought about it this week. Thank you very much. I'll take these back, because when we do rebuild the wall, Lewisham Council would like us to incorporate the original bricks into it. So we better not damage them in any way.